Surviving another episode. J. Lee Graham returns Friday, April 19th, 6:08 p.m. Left Coast, 16 degrees. It is pretty nice out. Mixed bag results last week, as per usual. No harm, no foul, pretty much. I think I almost won a full unit on J3. But then lost almost a full unit on J2 and basically broke even J1. So yeah, mixed bag. J3, again, there's only two games listed. I did like a couple more. I guess they're not giving lines out in advance, which makes sense. So check Twitter in case I do add plays tomorrow. There's two games listed on the Bet365 card. I actually have been playing a little bit on Pinnacle. Let me see if they have. I'm pretty sure they didn't have more than the two games last week either. One second here. Just double checking. They do have two more actually for tomorrow. Interesting. I guess we can start here then. The one game I liked was Yamaga on the money line. They are home against Kemba Tamare at minus 120. So that is the line that I like. Minus 104 on Pinnacle. Holy shit. You know what? We're going to go to Pinnacle on that. Oof. That's crazy. Always shop around. I don't have the time to be doing that on this podcast, unfortunately. But holy, that's crazy. Let me just see the despair. Morioka, 178, 138. The other one's closer. But so we're going to go with Yamaga Moneyline Pinnacle, minus 104. And now that I have it open, they do have two more games, unlike Bet365, who only has the two. Vanro, Hachinoe, and Kitakyushu. Hold on. Hachinoe's dead last, one win in nine games. Kitakyushu's in 12th. Winless in five for Hachinoe. Wow, two wins, two draws in the last five for Kitakyushu, but they only have six goals and six against in nine games. Where are we here? Pick two goal total. No. Okay, Fukushima at home to Omiya Artija. Fukushima, two wins in nine games, but winless in five. They are at home. Omiya Artija is the top team in J3. 15 goals, 4 or 5 against. Undefeated in 5. Don't know if I love that. You know what? We're going to do Omiya Artija minus 0.25 at plus 100. Okay, so those are both plays, both on Pinnacle. We are going to continue the Pinnacle train here because, wow, maybe the lines are better. So let's go reverse order here. J2. I liked Chiba on the money line at minus 118 versus Blaublitz. Chiba is minus 111 on Pinnacle. So we are going to go with Pinnacle yet again. I also liked Kagoshima money line at minus 110 bet 365, but it is minus 108 Pinnacle. So we're going to go minus 108 for the best number. Fujieda and Tokushima, I liked over 2.5 goals. That's the same, plus 100. And then I also liked Okayama on the road. Oh, excuse me. At home against Kumamoto, minus 0.25. At 1.95, I believe minus 106 is slightly better. So we are going to do minus 106. So that's four plays. Three of the four best odds on Pinnacle. J1. I also have four plays. So much sports on. NBA play-in. Ohtani's playing tonight. And actually, Yamamoto's starting. Amazing. Weather's nice. Life is good. Life is good. Okay. Kyoto is a pick. I had 1.9. And Kyoto is a pick. Minus 110. So I think that's pretty similar. Fukuoka minus 0.25. Yeah, pretty close. 1.975 minus 102. Shonan Kobe over 2.5 goals is another pick. Plus 103, slightly better on Pinnacle. I'm going to go with plus 100 bet 365. And I also like Urawa at home on the money line. Very similar here. Minus 110 bet 365 minus 108 Pinnacle. So it looks like there's just a couple lines much better on the well, two plays basically stand out with much better on Pinnacle, and the others are all similar. So, wow, that was all over the place, all of that, and I haven't even cracked. Wow, Braves Travis d'Arnaud just hit a grand slam for his third homer of the game. Crazy. I'm just cracking a basic lager. I don't know if I've ever had a Madrí Excepcional El Alma de Madrid. I completely butchered that name. I just wanted a cheap lager. It's actually brewed in Canada. Shit, that's never fun. Brewed under license by... Well, Molson Coors. Well, there you go. It was cheap for a reason. And it tastes like cold beer. Nothing wrong with it. But, I don't know. Spent too much in alcohol, so I went the cheaper route. Thought it actually might have been an import. It is not. It's fine. I mean, it's Friday night. I'll have a couple. And, so 10 picks. Shop around for best lines. As I'm always being told from the Hammer HQ. I suggest you check them out on YouTube if you haven't. Great show for sports gambling. Great content. But they always preach shopping around. So that's a little plug for them. And let's cash and hope everyone has a great weekend. Take care.